You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians.
You have no further questions for me?
No further questions. Thank you.
Gentle purrs at her.
Martha makes a gesture towards you.
Craig. Oh, I get to. Okay. Yeah.
Craig gets up, goes over to the stand.
Your name is Gentle, is it not?
Yeah, that's what we're going to start. Each one, because we don't know.
Did you guys all watch the same courtroom movie before you came here?
It was Zipper telling him what to say.
I love the idea that Squeege knows it the best. He's stuck in the stand.
He's just waiting for his time to shine.
Yeah.
All right. That is my name.
Good. So, we've known each other for a couple weeks.
Yes.
Would you say, knowing me, that I would hurt someone or something without a proper cause?
No.
And that cause, I believe we've spoken about it before, is the protection of things that you love. Yes?
Yes.
Objection, leading the witness. Oh, no.
Who are you?
I'm joking.
So, would you say that I love this kingdom?
Yes.
Would you say that this kingdom has provided many things for me?
I suppose.
I guess, would you say that this kingdom gave me a job?
Yes. I believe that you are very loyal to things that you perceive as giving things to you.
Thank you. That's kind of what I was getting at. Thank you for doing that.
I believe that you are not boring exactly, but you're very you're very set with staying loyal to laws and rules and things of the right.
Thank you. Gentle confused loyalty with being boring.
Well, to Gentle, then. Yeah,
he doesn't want to do anything bad ever.
Thank you very much. I think that's it. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come here today.
You're welcome, Craig.
Martha looks over at Shona, and Shona stands up. Gentle, that is your name. I think we've established that, yes?
I mean, it is a nickname. Vision of a Gentle Coast is my name.
Would you prefer the full name or your nickname?
No, I will allow you to go by Gentle. It is quicker.
Do you love this kingdom?
Oh, that's such a good question.
I love things about this kingdom.
What about it?
There are people in it that I like a lot.
Is that it?
Oh, do you want more?
I'm just curious. You said thing?
Oh, well, yes. There are places that are quite nice. There are things about it that are pleasant. I like that it is a safe-ish place.
Yeah, I like that as well. Yeah. Do you think this kingdom has its flaws?
I think any kingdom has its flaws. There's no such thing as perfection.
I agree with that as well. What flaws do you see in the Kingdom of Torin?
Honestly, the trial structure is a little confusing to me.
Yeah, to all of us.
But it seemed kind of fun.
Yeah, it's a little confusing.
Keep in mind, this is not what the public goes through. This is only for guards.
Sure. I suppose it is just a bit confusing for me, personally. I did not live in a kingdom with such structure before I lived here.
You yourself are a guard. Sworn to protect it.
Yes. When I love things, I want to protect them.
Is it sometimes confusing as to what or why you're protecting this kingdom?
No, I think it's clear.
Why are you protecting it?
Because it deserves to be protected. Because there are people who are vulnerable, and the vulnerable deserve to be protected.
Once again, you see one of the golden retriever grow bright with light and then dim out.
Oh, I want his approval so bad. I want that dog to like me. Me, Alex, not Gentle.
Shona pauses for a second and says, were you not with Prag and Zipper throughout this time? Were you a fellow guard? Were you with them as they made the choices they made?
I mean, I haven't been with them for every choice they've made. We have spent time apart, but I've been with them for a portion of the last 2 weeks, yes.
Can you tell me about the spiders, the tenebrous eggs?
They are very creepy.
What happened?
To the spiders?
What happened? Yeah, tell me the story.
We've heard of these tenebrous spider eggs. We've heard that they were illegally brought into our kingdom. I'm curious as to your side of the story. What happened?
Well, what he says is that they were not told anything was illegal. It was not the thing that anyone knew. I don't believe that Craig or Zipper at any point thought that they were doing something illegal or dangerous to the kingdom.
By smuggling in very potent and dangerous eggs, there was no cue to you.
By assisting a well-known baroness who had standing in the kingdom with something after she helped us, yes.
So you were aware that you were assisting a well-known baroness?
Yes, a baroness, not a crime boss. She had aristocratic standing. That usually means something in kingdoms. From what I know, I don't live in them much. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that by not going through the normal process of bringing something new into the kingdom, that she was doing something nefarious or illegal?
I think if we thought it was dangerous or bad, we would not have done it.
Why did you do it?
To assist someone who had standing, who also had assisted us. It was what you do when someone helps you out, you help them out.
Although you threw law and order to the side in order to help this personal relationship. Is that what you're selling me?
Well, in the course of law and order, we got life-threatening illnesses that we were not then given anything to help with. We were told by our boss to go talk to someone who then sent us to Alia. So arguably, the kingdom sent us on this course.
Wait a minute. Back up. Explain that to me. What happened?
Over the course of our shift, we were involved with, I don't know what they called, the bugs that give you the wasting plague?
That's the ashen wasting curve.
Yes, that was, Craig and I were affected by it. And we came to work the next day with this illness, because after our shift, no one, the barracks are not stocked with, you know, potions to get rid of that or things
difficult.
Like that. So when we came to work and were, you know, dying, our boss told us to go to Cyprus, I believe, at this place to find out what could be done. And Cyprus was the one who told us that the cure is with Alia. And Alia would only give us a cure if we did her a favor.
Did Cyprus only present Alia as your answer?
I believe that he said we could go find a thing that was not, that was outside the walls in a dangerous place while two of us were dying. So no one told us that Alia was, that by taking Alia's offer that we were doing something illegal or dangerous. It was given as one of two options.
So at no point during this process did you feel like you were doing anything illegal or wrong?
No.
I'm done. Shono goes and sits down.
Gentle glances at Martha. It's like, that's your leave, or do you have more questions for me?
No, you're free to go.
Oh, all right.
And she holds up her perfectly manicured hand.
Gentle is going to like blow her a kiss.
She nods. That's nice.
And then goes and sits back down. Next
a lot
to
of people don't pay attention to a 450-year-old.
Who could avoid paying attention to you? You are so striking. Mm-hmm. Gentle's going to sit down next to Screech and go, oh my God, that was so hard.
You did great. You did great. Now watch the master at work.
You hear Martha pound her gavel. say, we call to the sand, sushi. Sushi.
Sushi? Sushi?
Sushi struts up like, hey,
what? Ooh, what are you doing here?
What? I got called in. I got to do my gig. I got a gig. I got a job to do here.
Sushi, this isn't a gig, okay?
What? No, I'm going to entertain them all.
No.
I got some hot jokes.
No, Sushi, I hope you don't got jokes.
Oh, I'm going to make them laugh so hard. You'll be proud of me, Squeech. We've been working jokes you and I have worked on. You've heard me say them to you.
Oh, God. Squeege wants to like raise his hand and his interpreter as well.
Oh,
and
oh,
like volunteer yeah. as like this shark bear's interpreter.
Okay, roll persuasion.
So good.
God, it is
persuasion or deception. It's your choice. Natural 20.
Oh no!
Yeah. Well, there it is.
no, that's perfectly clear common to me.
You You understand? You understand this shark bear?
Oh, who doesn't get me? No. I'm an everyman.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh no.
Okay, Sushi, I want to like squeeze Niels down in front of Sushi.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, can you do an impression for me?
Okay.
Okay, I want you to do an impression of the lamest person you know.
I don't want to act like Craig.
Yeah, just act like Craig. Just whatever you do.
Oh, it's so boring.
Just act like Craig, okay?
Come on, we're pals.
I just want you to do it while you're up there.
Let me be me.
No, listen, I want when you get up on that stage, your new character is Craig and everything's good, okay?
Real persuasion.
Oh, God. And Sushi.
Oh, no.
7.
She's like,
I'll do it. Wink.
No, don't wink. Sushi, don't wink.
I'll be a perfect Craig.
Yes.
Wink.
Okay. He's like halfway there.
Yeah. Is this happening next to me?
Yeah, yeah.
Jettle's gonna lean down and go, Sushi, say nice things about Craig and Zipper.
Why?
Because if you don't, I will kill you.
Me?
Yes.
Why?
Because if they get jailed, I will hold you responsible based on what you say.
Will they kill Squeech too?
Yeah.
Roll deception.
No.
Sushi can't be intimidated. He can only be deceived.
10.
Sushi rolled a 3 on that. So he goes, oh, God.
Yes, so you got to...
You're the only friends I've ever had. Before this, I lived in a closet.
I know, which is why, as a friend, you need to be careful to say positive.
So I'm going
to
lie my face off.
But only positively about them.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell the truth if it's positive.
I got it.
Okay.
Wink.
Well, stop doing that, Sushi.
I tried.
Sushi approaches the stand and sits down. Shono stands up and walks up to Sushi and says, what is the name that you go by? He says,
I'm Sushi. Squeege gave me that name. Wink.
Stop winking. Stop winking.
Shono kind of pauses for a second and then responds with, do you know that you are a mystical creation from the College of the Four? Sushi pauses for a second and says, I know I came from a pile of goo, and I have a mother and a father. Do you remember them?
God. Wait a minute. What does this have to do with anything?
Well, you became friends with the group of guards under quite nefarious circumstances. They were in the basement of the College of the Four. Do you understand why or how they found you? Sushi takes a bit of a pause and goes,
I don't really care. I'm happy they found me.
Shono says, of course you are a mystical creation, but...
Oh, objection. Patronizing the witness.
But he's making it a point to the audience. And he's pointing at Martha and he's pointing at the statues as well as he says this. And he says, they weren't invited down there. They broke in illegally. They went down there to apparently rescue another known criminal, someone who attempted to assassinate another criminal. And this was knowledge that I believe that they had going into this the entire time. Now, Sushi, what do you know about this? And Sushi pauses for a moment.
Yeah, they helped Gentle's sister get out. She, like, tried to kill a guy. His name was, like, Tony or something.
Gentle, like, sinks a little to see if they can hide behind the chair in front of them.
And Shona goes, yeah, that's exactly right, Sushi. They rescued a attempted assassin. And now that assassin is where? Were they brought in? Have they been arrested? I haven't seen them. Now, they could have easily protected the kingdom by dealing with this person in the appropriate manner, by at least reporting it to Keaton, their superior officer. But they didn't choose to do that. Instead, they hid it. This doesn't sound like someone who's trying to be virtuous and protect the kingdom. Sushi, that's all I have for you.
Okay, am I free to go? No, wait.
There's more questions to come. Shono goes and sits down. And again, Martha gestures towards you two.
Gentle's going to lean over to Squeege and whisper, like, does this seem off to you?
What?
Like, if they have this much information about all of these things, why are we not on track? Doesn't that seem like he knows a bit too much about our details?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, but also I was just really thinking that Sushi did a great job.
Sure, he's great, but I don't know. This seems weird to me.
You think it's a setup?
Possibly.
I want to look around the room for like exits, or if there's guards at exits, at certain exits, if anyone's looking at us.
Yeah, roll perception.
13.
You are being watched.
Us personally?
Yes. And you can see that. You can see they're not making any moves towards you or anything, but every once in a while, there's that, you get that feeling, you know, like in the back of your neck as someone walks by, and they're definitely, there's guards who are aware of your.
How many other people are in the courtroom besides us?
Well, let's say 35. Like it's a crowded area.
Gotcha.
It's not an unmanageable crowd.
But we're definitely the ones that you have their attention. Yeah.
You can feel that it's just a casual eye that turns to, you know, that feeling like when you're in like a convenience store and, you know, and that when like the shop owner comes back and like looks at you, like this guy isn't just doing around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right, Gentle. But definitely getting eyed up by that guy. Mm-hmm. Guy who doesn't tuck his shirt in.
Yeah, I just, be aware. I think this might not end the way we were thinking.
I think it's going to go great. As soon as I get on the stand, it's all clear sailing. They stack the deck.
Sure.
And I'm the ace in the hole and the joker. I'm the ace, the joker, and the knight.
Zipper gets up and approaches the stand and goes, state your name for the court.
Well, you guys call me Sushi.
Yes. Okay, Sushi.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
How would you describe your life before Squeech found you?
Oh, I lived in a closet and I fought people. And then they put me back in the closet.
And who made you fight people?
I guess it would be, you know, Mathar. The College of the Four. My dad. Wait a minute. That's kind of weird.
Looks up at Squeech.
That's weird, right?
It's totally weird.
Yeah.
So you would say that your life now is so much better.
I love it.
Would you say that we rescued you?
Oh, gosh. Rescued me? I mean, I could have rescued myself.
Yeah.
But I feel like I didn't know what was possible until I met you.
So we inspired you to dream bigger, to know that there was something else beyond the walls of the closet.
You did. Now I understand that we get to live inside other walls that are outside of the closet.
Yes, bigger walls.
Bigger walls, more space.
More space.
A closet's pretty small. You know, lucky for me, I'm only, what, like a foot tall. But, hey, now I can run around wherever I want and be with you guys as we do fun things.
Right, so you...
Like, well...
No, you could be wherever you want and you choose to be with us.
Oh, I guess it is a choice. Oh.
So, because we're your friends, would you describe us or Squeege as being your friend?
God, Squeege, I hate putting labels on things, but
no, that's okay. Just whatever your heart tells you.
I would say you're my best friend.
Oh, I'd Aww. Say that too.
Aww.
So you went from someone who was living in a closet and fighting people.
Oh, kicking butt.
Kicking butt, taking names.
But uh-huh.
Also under the thumb of someone in power.
Oh, wow. Never thought of it that way.
So by this, I would think that people in power aren't always correct, right? And their actions are not always trustworthy.
I mean, as far as I know, nope. I mean, Athar made me beat up little wizard kids.
You beat up kids?
Well, they were, I don't know, they were younger than you.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Well, they were, like, new, I guess.
Yeah.
I figured they'd fight taller version. I don't know how self-aware I am. I'm making that decision right now.
I can't wait for the Sushi prequel.
Yeah.
Spring roll.
Spring roll.
That's funny.
So you would say, though, without a doubt, your life is better with us in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that. I'm having way more fun. Did you hear my new stand-up routine?
Okay, I rest
No, don't rest your case.
Just no further questions.
Stop no rushing. Further questions.
There it is.
You see the rotund, smiling baker light up.
Yes, that's the other one I like.
Squeege is staring at all the statues, trying to figure out which one is the best friend statue. He's just like, oh, we've got to get a best friend point on this one.
Best friend is obviously the dog.
Craig stands up, heads over to the stand where Sushi's at. Your name is Sushi, correct?
That's what you guys call me.
Okay, good, good, good. So, could you please describe the events or the immediate events of me and Squeege finding you?
Yeah. Now, if I recall correctly, I heard a loud sneeze. Then I heard, hell yeah, sneeze bros.
Yeah, you did.
And then the door popped open. And there I was with my other, you know, I guess you could call them friends or classmates, perhaps.
Classmates.
Well, yeah, we all lived in that closet together. I wasn't alone. There were a lot of
you
were a
prisoner.
Oh! Who's saying that? It's the only life I knew. Stockholm syndrome.
What happened when we opened the door?
I tried to eat your face.
So you tried to inflict harm onto Squeege and I, yes?
That sounds like me.
Yeah.
From what I know about myself, yes.
Yeah. So far, I think I like to eat faces. And then
when that happened, yeah. Did I or Squeege hurt you in any way?
Did anybody swing at me? I don't think so.
I don't think so, no.
I don't think that happened.
They just closed the door, right?
Yeah, you guys talked to me. Yeah, you were the first ones to talk to me. Yeah.
Right.
Treat me like an actual living thing. Hey, am I living?
Yes, you are.
Oh.
So would it be correct in stating that we did the opposite of hurting you?
Hmm. What's that?
So we did not, in your words, we did not.
Yeah, I'm used to just getting hit with like
right.
A.
Right. And we did not.
A magic missile right away. That was hurt.
Right.
I can
imagine.
Yeah.
But Squeege and I did not do that to you.
No.
Looking at me, do you see someone? You are a great fighter.
The best.
Right. Looking at me, would you see as someone who could hurt you if they wanted to?
Well, you'd have to try pretty hard, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you can punch me. Sure. Right. I've seen you fight.
But in this situation, I didn't do that.
No, it's not like that time you. Never mind.
In a way, I chose not to hurt you because I saw you as someone that didn't need to be hurt. What word would you describe that action?
SMP. Respect? You treated me with respect? I never...
Work through it!
had before, I've been treated like a monster my whole life, but you treated me like a person.
And you are a person, Sushi. And I do.
Am I?
Yes, and I do respect you. Thank you. That's all I have.
You see the flag bearer saluting light up and glow brightly. That was Sushi being called to the stand. Next up is...
Okay, here we come. Time for Squeege.
You see Martha point at...
Bases loaded. Time for a grand slam.
Point at Zipper and says, your witness, Gabriel.
Gabriel? Who the fuck is Gabriel?
And you see a short man wearing a beautiful robe with a elegant hat tilted to the side and the coolest shoes you've ever seen in your life. Walk up, give Zipper a knowing look like, hey, good to see you. And they sit down.
Gentle elbow Squeege and goes, that's our sugar daddy.
The pumpkin dude?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
These shoes are so good, though.
These shoes are stupid. Ed Hardy shoes.
He sits down, crosses his hands, and he's ready for questioning.
So Zipper, this time she kind of like swirls her wings a little and just kind of like flutters up to the stand.
And she says, state your name for the court.
You don't remember?
No, I remember you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's me. It's me,
else.
Gabriel.
Hi, Gabriel. Hey.
Hey, it's good to see you again.
What have you been up to?
I didn't expect it to be so soon.
Oh, you know, me neither. It's just like, you know, weird because I got arrested and stuff. Anyway, hey.
This is kind of weird, but I'm happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you, too.
Jadil is so into this. She's like, does she like him?
And Zipper's trying to like be cool about how she is right now.
So, Gabriel, describe to the court how we became friends.
Oh, do I have to?
No, do you want me to? It's cool. Does it make you uncomfortable? I'll do it.
Yeah, it's just embarrassing.
Cool. I know. I'm sorry.
I was catfished for the third time.
Ha ha! You just hear Screech laugh in the back.
Oh, wow. Screech is that character from The Simpsons. Is it Ron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I had sent a gift. I thought I had met the girl of my dreams, but turns out, once again, three gnomes in a trench coat. But, you know, Zipper, she put on the ring, and I know it was an accident, but I do kind of feel like it was fate that she came into my life.
And I
I got to meet her. I mean, she was great. She broke the news to me that I was, you know, fooled again.
For me, being transported to a different place, a cold place. It was like almost like in a freezer or something. Being transported there and speaking with you, someone who had created a beautiful pumpkin wonderland, it would be easy in theory for me to lie to you, right? And have you believe that?
I have considerable means. I guess it would have been really easy for you to say, hey, I want this life.
But what did I do instead?
You gave me the hard truth. That maybe I was looking for something that wasn't real. Maybe I should get to know myself a little bit better before I talk to somebody from a distant land and give them a ring and kind of like hope they marry me.
Yeah, because like you have to know who you are before you can like know someone else. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like,
but then I got to know you and I was like, wow, that's pretty great too.
And we had a really great time, didn't we?
Yeah. Saw the stars from the top of the pumpkin stalk.
Yeah, we did. It was so nice.
It was nice.
Get a room.
But I knew, I mean, that's why I've looked inward since meeting you. And about like, I mean, what's wrong with me if you get catfished three times? I mean, not everybody. Like, people go their whole lives without getting catfished once.
Yeah, never. Never.
Yeah, and your friend over, your beautiful cat friend, never catfished me three times. Often by gnomes in trench coats.
It's okay, often. Oh, no.
What's wrong with me? That's what I'm saying.
Hey.
The common variable was me.
Oh, we don't have the time, but I really want to see the scene where he like found out there were gnomes in trench coats when it wasn't Zipper. Like, that reveal.
Oh,
you know, one day.
Oh, gosh.
So, Gabriel, after we had dinner, you sent me back, right? You reached into your knapsack, and you sent me back. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Would you say, based on your own opinion after meeting me, if I were to find out that through being lost and my friends rescuing me, if one got really sick, what do you think I would do in order to cure them?
Anything.
Anything.
You'd take care of them.
I would make sure they were safe, right?
Yeah.
I would comfort them.
Yeah, you would do whatever was in your power. Make sure that they were okay.
And,
what are you doing while you're in town?
Yeah. I'm straddling this line right now.
What?
Oh my, do I ask him out or do I ask another question? Zipper says,
and would you say that I'm a good friend?
Yeah, you're a good friend.
Would you say that I'm something more?
Well, that's...
I love it!
I'm in a zone of truth, right? So I guess I got to tell the truth.
Yep. It's active.
Well, are you in a zone of truth?
No.
Well,
he thinks he is.
So he's like, oh, I mean, there's no point in even trying to...
Yeah.
I mean, I would like it if it was more, but you made it clear it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, because life happens as it will, and it doesn't have to happen immediately. People need to just decide stuff.
And then Zipper's like kind of getting in her own way. And then she like reminds herself that she's still like in front of all these 35 people in her front.
And goes, okay, no further questions.
And as you step away, you see the statue of the child holding a mirror reflected back at you, glow brightly. And
Craig walks up to the stand.
Yes! Yes!
Your name is Gabriel, yes?
That's me. Have we met?
No, that was my next question. Have you and I ever met before?
No.
No further questions.
And you go and sit down. And you see Shono stand up and look at Gabriel and go and shrug. Kind of like, Gabriel, I saw your name in a long list. And to be honest, I didn't expect you to be here today. I'm impressed by your story. I feel bad for you. That sucks. Three times, huh, man? Woo! That's rough. Rough sailing. I have one question to ask you. When Zipper arrived, when you met her for the first time, did she seem like she wanted anything? Was she looking for anything from you? Gabriel pauses for a second and then looks back at Shono and says, no, she just wanted to return to the kingdom. No further questions. And Gabriel gets up and walks away. You see Martha say, this is a bit unprecedented, but we have the Dreaming Tree here. They could not arrive in person, but we are able to pull them up and speak with them.
They sent a branch in their honor.
And you do see right above the stand, the world split open and a single branch reach out.
That's so weird.
It's weird,
so
cool. Yeah.
Squeegee's just like, are you fucking kidding me with this shit? You fucking kidding me? There's a fucking branch on the stage. They didn't even bring the branch in, gentle. The tree could not be bothered to show up to this court date right now.
Well, I did threaten it. I told it not to come back.
Still, but
I'm
mean,
pretty scary.
I should be up there by now. I could. I case closed. Bring
well, I'm sure,
up there.
Well, I'm sure they didn't ask for the tree to come in. It was probably Shono.
I guess so. You're right. This is probably a good sign. Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of prosecutor calls a branch?
The bad one, I guess.
The dumb one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I like this.
Shono walks up to the branch and says, Mira. And you hear Mira respond with, yes, it is good to speak with you again, Shono. Shono says, this is not our first interaction. I have, truth be told, slept under your branches before.
Dirt.
Oh, no, not audience, not in a, not in a sexy way. I slept. You get to see your dreams in a new perspective. If you sleep under the Dreaming Tree, you get to see life in a different way. It actually opened up a lot for me personally.
You're a hypocrite.
How so? We'll get into that later. Mira, you were forced to come to the city walls recently. Why was that? Mira responds with, the eggs and the spiders were stolen from me. The very thing that gives me life were taken. They were taken by a carriage. When I followed them, I saw these four. And you see the branch start to point. It points at Craig. It points at Zipper. But then it veers up and points at Gentle and Squeege. I saw them. They wanted the spiders. They wanted the eggs. In fact, we had to make a deal for me to go away. A deal that would protect them, keep me silent, and allow them passage back into the kingdom.
Gentle, like, mumbles, like, not doing a very good job
yeah,
of being quiet,
really
are they?
Shitty fucking deal.
Broke that
they're
deal
fucking
pretty
right
quick.
Now.
I'm in his own truth, right?
Sound like a weeping willow right now.
What does it even see? It's just a branch.
So
does it have a mouth?
Call it.
A moment passes. And so why? Did they tell you why they wanted these eggs? Why they wanted these spiders? Mira responds with, no, they said they had to bring them through and bring them into the kingdom. And they actually made a deal with one of them. A deal with one of the Tenebrous spiders in order to get a sack of eggs. And then they brought that sack of eggs away, which I was fine with, for I had my sentience returned to me. I mean, there was a moment where that one, and again, Mira points up, a gentle, shot through my webbing and killed me. For a moment, it seemed like it was over, but they did allow me to leave. They did take me away from the kingdom walls, in which I did do harm. I unfortunately killed a guard named Omet. They knew this. They found this out. I don't know what they did with that knowledge, but they let me go. Jono says, so let me get this straight. You killed a guard. They let you go, and they took something in return. Are you saying that you bribed them for your safety? Mira responds, I wouldn't say it was bribery, but it definitely worked out in both of our favors.
Gentle leans over to Screech and is like, oh shit, should we have arrested them?
I fucking hate this fucking tree right now. Okay? Because first of all,
could we have arrested that tree?
This tree is acting like the tree gave us spiders, but the spider eggs, but only a spider can give the actual spider eggs. And the spider was really happy about it. This tree has a relationship with fucking spiders.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it thinks it owns its babies. Fuck you, tree. I'm gonna fuck that tree up. Are you
yeah.
feeling what I'm feeling right now?
Tree's all like, oh, that one shot me. I'm like, yeah, you were trying to kill my friend.
Yeah. And why do you own anything?
Yeah.
You can't own something that's sentient.
Yeah, they're not your spiders. They're their own spiders.
I swear, if I ever catch this branch somewhere, it's going
to... I would snap that twig.
This thing's kindling right now.
Yeah.
Kindling.
I love that we're like Statler and Waldorf in the background.
Shono says, so you see, they were very much looking out to protect themselves. Even in their charity, they weren't actually looking to help out Mira. They were looking for something in return. And he goes and he sits down.
Zipper puffs up and she struts to Mira. And she says, now, Mira, that is your name, correct?
Yeah. I'm also known as the Dreaming Tree.
What do you prefer? I never asked you.
Mira.
Mira, okay. Do you believe that we could have let you die?
I suppose.
What do you remember when you came to wake? After the fires from your web have been extinguished, what face do you see when you opened your eyes?
Yes, it was yours.
So if we only wanted the spiders, do you think that we would have just taken them?
Yes, but then why did you spare me?
I can't.
And Zipper kind of has this like flash of the rabbits. And she says,
I don't believe that killing is the answer. And that is why you stand here today. Even after you defended yourself. Because that's what you said, correct? That's why you killed Momet?
Yeah, she was after the very thing that gives me life.
So what did she do that indicated to you that she was after the thing that gave you life?
She took them.
She stole your spiders.
She took them. She put them into that vehicle of yours. The vehicle that you opened that was delivered to you.
So she was an agent of Alia?
I don't know who Alia is. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We didn't kill you. And you killed someone that would have been on trial today if they were alive.
I don't know that.
I no further questions.
Good guy.
Craig gets up. Heads over to the stand. Flips through his notes. Your name is Mira, is that correct?
I go by that or the Dreaming Tree, but I prefer Mira.
Okay, great. So, on the night in question when our paths crossed, you've already spoken on trying to get the spiders back and Zipper saving your life. And what you said there was, to your best knowledge, accurate and true. Yes?
Yes, of course. I'm in a zone of truth, right? I can't even lie. Even if I wanted to.
Yes, exactly. Now, when you came to, from my recollection, you could not speak with us normally. And I believe I had to pass something in order to communicate with you.
I think so.
I was the one that first communicated with you after you came back into consciousness, yes?
Yeah, I guess so.
Zipper already spoke on that if we had wanted just the eggs, we could have let you die, but we obviously didn't. And if we did not care about you and your opinion and what you wanted, do you think we would have tried to communicate with you at all?
No, I guess not.
And do you remember our conversation that we had with each other?
Kind of.
Well, to your best recollection, would you mind going over how you feel that went?
I remember pleading for my spiders.
Yes.
Remember you, and then you guys deliberating about how many you would return. And then you took a sack of eggs.
And we spoke to the spiders as well. Yes.
My children, yes.
In your opinion, do you believe that that was us trying to understand everybody in that situation's point of view and what they needed and wanted? We weren't just swinging around trying to kill everything.
I mean, to be fair, you were at first.
Yes, because you were coming into the kingdom and you had already killed the guard. We had every reason to believe that you were here to kill other guards.
I suppose that's true.
So we were defending ourselves to the best of our knowledge. But then, after we realized that there might be more to it, we tried to talk out the situation. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I would say that's true.
And then in the very end, we came to a decision that helped everyone. Yes?
I guess it depends. What'd you do with the eggs?
I have...
Gentle just slides lower into their seat.
Was your life spared?
Yeah. Wait, I asked you a question.
I'm not the one on the stand right now. I don't believe.
Well, kind of. I mean, this is your trial.
I look over up at Martha and I say, I'm asking the questions, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I do not need to respond to a question from someone that's on the stand, correct? Because I am the one asking.
You don't have to. You can do whatever you want.
Great. So your life was spared, yes?
You see everybody look at each other. And then, yeah, my life was spared.
And the spiders' lives were spared, yes?
As far as we know, besides sketchy answer as to what happened.
The spiders themselves were spared, yes?
Well, it depends. Is an egg a spider? When does life
begin? Oh, no! No! No!
You dare.
There were literally eggs, spiders there.
Let's just making the distinction. Eggs excluded. The spiders were spared. Yes.
Yes.
And you were allowed to go freely with the spiders.
Yes.
Back
yes,
into
yes,
the forest.
Yes. That all happened.
So it wasn't just us that benefited from that encounter. It was you as well.
Yes.
No further questions.
You see the featureless blindfolded figure with a long beard holding scales of law grow very bright. Martha looks at Zipper. The Zipper.
Yes?
Prag has called you to the stand.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Zipper walks up and sit down.
Yep.
And Prag.
And I'll walk up to the stand. Your name is Zipper, correct?
Zipper.
Good, good. Zipper, how long have we known each other?
We've known each other since the very first day we became guards.
So about 2 weeks-ish.
Yes.
Enough for one payday.
That,
that
we
is
haven't
today.
Done yet. Yes. In that short amount of time, for some people, it is a relatively short amount of time, we've become fairly close.
Yes, very close.
Would you consider us friends?
I would consider you my very best friend.
And
that's alive.
And then your words, why would that be?
Because Prag always stands up for what he believes in and what he believes is right. Recently, I killed someone in defense of the kingdom. They were trying to scale our walls. They were buddy bandits, and I killed them. I killed 4 of them, and I was very sad and scared. And
you had not killed anything before that, had you?
No, never. When I realized what I did wrong or right in defense of the kingdom, you talked with me.
And what did I say?
You told me that the only reason to commit murder or to kill something is in defense of protecting something you love. And so if I love this kingdom and I wanted to protect it, defend it, then it was okay that I killed those buddies.
And I told you that to reassure you. And would you say that I love this kingdom?
I would say that you do. I would say that you love your job and you love defending and standing up for what's right. And you always jump in first and defend all of us. You're the protector.
And when you think of me and love, what? Sorry. I'm getting to a point.
Okay.
Gabriel perks up.
Excuse me?
I'm all ears.
What's something or someone that I have mentioned many times in our friendship that I love?
Tough.
Tough. And who is Tough?
Tough is your brother Bear. You were raised together and it was a big story and I was your across the street neighbor in my version.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Zipper. That's all I have.
Hey.
You sit down. Shona stands up. Zipper?
Yes. That's my name.
Is that your name?
Yes.
God, this bitch.
So long.
You seem to really like Craig.
I do.
He seems like a good man.
Yes.
Can I ask a question? Nothing to do with him.
Okay.
What happened to Alia?
So I believe that I am under truth.
You would believe that there's a zone of truth activated around you, but yeah. You could roll. Yeah, you could
let
roll.
Me roll. Six.
Yeah, you would. So.
She died.
How?
Someone killed her.
Who?
I don't know.
I actually don't know.
You were knocked out. Huh. Were you present when she died?
I was not.
Present is consciousness. That's Serena.
Is that how you're interpreting
it? That's how I'm interpreting it.
Let's roll a...
I think it would be insight because insight, you want to know what he's getting at.
Yeah.
You know what he's getting at.
Yeah.
13.
I mean, he's getting at...
He's trying to say, was I physically there?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, but again, the choice is yours how
okay.
you want to answer this,
yeah.
Especially since other decisions have been made. So your answer kind of catches him off guard because he says, well, as far as I understand, from what I hear from sources, some who've been here today, some who haven't, you had a pretty active role in what happened. Is that true?
And what happened to her when?
When she died.
I was sleeping.
Where were you sleeping?
On the floor.
I'm gonna roll. Because those are great,
yeah.
Great answers. Can you roll? You're going to have to beat a 10 on whatever it is, because that's what he got.
Would it be deception?
Well, she rolled a natural 9.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So he's going to go, you're sleeping?
Yes.
That's strange. And he seems frustrated. Because he believes that you're in his own truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes he knows a story that is not necessarily what he's hearing back at him. We had heard that maybe, perhaps, you were present during Alia's death.
Well, who told you that?
A valuable and trusted source.
Do you trust them?
To be fair, they may or may not have their own agenda.
So your source might be wishy-washy.
Maybe.
Okay.
And they look around the room like, again, Shono feels like awkward. look around the room like, I don't know how I got myself into this situation. I thought I had like a hot thing right here. You know what I mean? Like clearly frustrated and frustrated with the story that's being told at the moment. Goes, Alia died.
Yes.
Alia died at the hands of someone.
Yes.
Do you know who?
No.
Oh!
Yes!
I have no further questions.
Yay!
And Shono sits down. For the sake of time, Shono is so frustrated. He goes, I don't want to talk to Gary. I don't care. I don't know what Gary's going to give me. So we have our final witness to call to the stand.
Okay, here it is, gentle.
This is a little weird, a little odd, unprecedented.
It's unprecedented because I'm going to kill your case, buddy.
We have used necromancy to bring Omeg
that's not
back
my name.
From the dead.
That's not even a nickname that, I have.
Wait, is that the guy that Craig killed? That's his witness?
Allegedly, maybe. But hold on, this still might be time. Let's give a little pausey. Shono might say my name.
He said that was his last witness.
Anytime now, here it comes.
And you see this reanimated corpse, basically zombified.
This guy's not even alive. They brought a tree and then they brought a dead guy. Are you kidding me?
To be fair, that is pretty metal.
It's pretty metal. Yeah, okay, but I'm punk.
Yeah, maybe you were too punk for the law.
No. Omeg sits down at the stand, turns to Martha and goes, Meg. Martha turns to Shono, thinking it's Shono's witness. And Shono goes, oh, and points over to Craig.
I stand up and I walk over to the stand. Your name is...
I knew it was coming. That's why I was laughing.
Your name is Omeg, yes?
And I kind of look over at Martha. Is there any way we can get him to speak more clearly?
Maybe. I think that's on you.
Well, and I'm speaking to Martha here. Mm-hmm. The reason I called Omeg to the stand is because I believe, and I kind of look over at Shono, that a lot of Shono's case here against me is with the word of Omeg.
Yes.
So I feel like I should be entitled to be able to speak with Omeg as well if his word is being used against me.
Mm-hmm. Speak. Go ahead. He's here.
All right. Omeg, here's what we're going to do. You obviously can't speak very well. So we're going to do simple yes or no questions. So either nod your head yes or shake your head no. Is that understood? Okay. Now, I don't, and at no point have I ever said that I did not kill Omeg. That's, everybody here knows that. Shono knows that. Yes, and Omeg knows that.
Okay, so ma for the listener is yes, and mo is no.
That's
easy.
That
makes sense.
M-O.
Yeah. Oh,
I swear to God, this guy's putting on the worst show in the entire world.
I love that that was what you decided was better than saying he nods or he shakes his head.
Yeah, no, it's more fun.
So, Omeg, as some other witnesses, as some other witnesses have said, you worked for Alia, yes? That's a yes.
to be clear for the court.
When you came to the glade where I have been living, were you doing the work of Alia at that time? Now, I apologize, Martha. Because these are only yes or no questions, because of the witness, I will have to ask specific details. Is that all right?
Of course.
Thank you. When you came to the glade, were you looking for me? Were you looking for my bear Tuff? Was the reason you came to the glade to do harm to either Tuff or I? Were you there to watch what we were doing? In your best knowledge, would Alia have used that information to do harm to Tuff or I?
That was one of the options.
Have you ever gone to spy or check up on people for Alia before? When you did that in any specific time, has harm befallen anyone you have ever spied on before? And to your knowledge, was Alia the cause of that harm at any of those times? So we'll say that's a yes. So it's possible that although you might not have been the one that would have harmed me, in your experience, Alia could have possibly been wanting to know where I was to harm me. So it's possible.
I'm like a modem now.
Before it was said that you had three children, yes?
I'm only laughing because Patrick's finding, trying to find different ways to emote being a zombie.
Yeah.
And I just think that's funny.
It's a delight.
Yeah, my kids.
It's hard. This is hard. The best performance I've ever had. Whether or not you can tell.
You're doing great.
If you came out of your home, the home where your three children live, and you saw someone watching them that you knew worked for someone that has brought harm to many people, would you be defensive? Would you do anything to protect your children? You love your children, yes?
Think about it.
Dad joke.
Yeah.
If you knew that you were killing someone for the safety of your three children, would you do it? No further questions.
You go and you sit down. Shono stands up and walks up the clearly altered by necromancy Omeg. He looks him up and down and he says, can a human give birth to a bear? So is a bear the child of a human?
Can a tree give birth to a spider?
Yeah.
The tree, no one said shit when the tree said it had babies. What the fuck?
My point is, I can hear you murmuring.
We're not quiet.
We're not quiet at all.
The bear was illegal. That bear was snuck into this kingdom, snuck past the walls, much like the Tenebrous eggs. This is another proof point to ignoring the rules. This bear shouldn't have been here in the first place. A child is allowed to be here. A bear that is snuck in from the outside and hidden in a public park? That doesn't seem like somebody who cares about this kingdom, cares about justice, has respect or honesty. They've clearly lied. They clearly don't care about the law. And I would go as far to say that they lack honor for not bringing it forward.
Squeege is so pissed off right now. He wants to go up there. Oh my God, I hope they call me next. They just need to call me next.
All witnesses have been called.
Are you fucking kidding me? I want to run up to Zipper and be like, Zipper, call me in.
Can I get tag?
I want to be your shield.
My new shield?
Call me in as your shield.
Okay. Hey, I tag you.
Does that mean anything?
I don't know. I don't know, Court.
Okay.
Maybe ask the dragon.
Ask the judge.
Excuse me, Martha.
Yes.
Am I allowed to have a new shield? An additional shield mid-session?
I mean, it's highly unprecedented. But if you'd like one to make closing remarks or something, I guess I can allow it. We just had a zombie on stage.
Thank you so much. You're so nice. And I call to closing remarks, Squeege.
Oh. Closing remarks.
Squeege, come on, man.
I just want to yell shit at Shono.
What?
That's all I wanted to do. I just want to yell at Shono.
What do you want to yell at?
No, it's totally being a dick.
No, it's not the time to yell at somebody being a dick. You're supposed to defend my honor.
And while they're having this conversation, Squeege is kind of like walking into the center area where, like in the middle, and he's talking to Zipper and also like turning around and like talking statues. First of all, totally messed up. That guy's a total hypocrite. Number one, and probably the biggest thing, is that all the rules that he said you guys broke in the kingdom actually happened outside the kingdom, okay? Outside the kingdom's jurisdiction. So none of those things should be allowed and held against you because they didn't actually happen on the other side of the walls.
Well, Squeege.
If anything, you guys are heroes because you took down a crime boss. You were totally honorable and went to every single thing outside the wall that you were sent to, which you don't really have to do, okay? Oh, I'm so pissed off at this Shono guy right now.
Yeah.
And I'm puffed up. Next, and I'm actually like slowly climbing on a table. So, like, I'm like, are we around the same height?
We're probably the same height, yeah.
Okay. So, I'm just trying to be exactly the same height as you. So, I'm not trying to like overshadow you, but I'm just like, yeah. And I bring out my wings. Okay. So, it looks like you have wings. Yeah.
And we rest our case.
Yeah.
that's the right time to do it.
Oh, gotta
do it on a high note.
Oh, you did it.
Just
I didn't
on a
even
high
do
note.
It? Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And as you say, I rest my case. You see the seven statues illuminate in a bright light and dim and illuminate, some of them pulsating at a quick rate while others seem to be slow and deliberate. Here's what I need. I need, Craig, I need you to roll the die seven times, your d20, and read me each.
And not add anything to it?
Raw roll.
16, 15, 2, 4, 3, 8, 2.
All right. Oh. Zipper, I need you to do the same thing for me.
4, 8, 3, 4, 18, 3, 5.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you guys had... That was really bad.
We had very bad rolls.
That roll was not...
Which is unfair, because they did so well during that time.
I know. Well, I was rolling how much disadvantage they would have. So every time you guys made a great point, I would add another dice to disadvantage. So instead of it just being straight disadvantage, it'd be like 3 dice, 4 dice. And it would be the lowest of that die.
It's hard to lose to a 2.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. When you're rolling 3s and 4s, it doesn't matter. I'm rolling 4 dice and I'm getting a 6. You know what I mean? Yeah. Twice, I got 18, 18, 17. Which I was like, oh,
my God.
Wow. Spoiler, no spoiler as to how this is going to go. So, Martha, I think you guys did great.
Thanks. Thank you. We tried real hard.
Martha sits down and turns to the seven statues and says, it is time for the Avenged Seven to make their vote. First, we have Craig. Is Craig considered to be virtuous or selfish? All seven statues are lit bright. And as soon as she says virtuous or selfish, they all go dark. And you see her, she points at the first statue for justice. It lights up bright to indicate that you were virtuous. The second statue, courage, lights up as well to show that you showed great courage. The third statue, charity, remains dark. The fourth statue, respect, does not illuminate. The next statue, honesty, does not illuminate. The sixth statue, for honor, remains dark as well. Finally, loyalty remains dark. Martha turns to the statues again and says, for Zipper, how is she found? The first statue that represents justice remains dark. The statue for courage remains dark. The statue for charity remains dark. The statue for respect remains dark. The statue for honesty lightens. The statue for honor remains dark. The statue for loyalty remains dark.
I just don't understand what was the point of the trial if the judge was going to make him roll dice.
No, I think it's a really, it's a great mechanic.
It's a fun mechanic.
Yeah. And every time you're going to, I was going to give you guys really inspiration every time, but I was like, that's going to get hard to manage.
No,
so
I think
just,
the way you did it was
check.
Really good. Yeah.
Both of you have been found to be selfish and not virtuous. Martha stands up and says, by decree of the Avenged Seven, and hearing the case at hand, Zipper, Craig, you're hereby banished from the kingdom of Torin.
He just kind of lowers his head, kind of puts his arm around Zipper, and just says, it's going to be okay.
Zipper, who was so puffed up, she kind of deflates a little bit, and she rests like her head in Craig's chest and says,
well, we're not alone.
We've got each other.
Yep.
End of adventure.
Ba-da!
That was so good.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, everybody.
Hey, dice. It was just the dice.
Yeah, it was
man.
Just bad rolls.
It was really, you guys.
And that's the whole point of the game. We...
Just like our actual system of law. You try really hard and then something keeps you from winning.
That was the thing that kept me up pretty late last night. In complete honesty, was like, how much chance do I give it and how much do I make?
I think the having them roll clear. Disadvantage that much is because, I mean, on average, we should roll a 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like having them have disadvantage, it does give us much better odds, but we just.
We all just rolled. Crap. I mean, the fate willed it.
Yeah. And I do think a lot of the argument gets super gray. So I was like, I didn't want to be the one
what, because I wasn't really tallying Shono's points. I was tallying mm-hmm. when you guys came up with like a great thing to represent against each virtue.
Right. And you specifically said, like, with Tony, like, these things are arduous. Like, it's just like a jury. Like, yeah. you can have a fucking amazing defense.
Yeah.
And if somebody, because it's opinion and it doesn't matter. And that's really what this was kind of like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it. I think that's a really cool mechanic. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah, no,
it was very cool. That doesn't make me less angry at the outcome. I'm very sulky. Fair. It was a cool thing, and this was a fun session, but I'm so sad.
Zipper and Craig are going to come back in like 2 years. It's just like, just ragged, just like
or we
beasts.
Can go to Torin.
Oh, yeah.
Tarmin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah. we can live with my bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is up to you two. And
or again, you guys could break us out of jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It is up we to- follow the law. We're the... We're the lawful ones.
Oh, yeah. Man. It was an unfortunate outcome. I was hoping for the best. I thought the players were on their A game, most certainly. But as we were shouting last night while writing the adventure, this was Moral Combat!
I just like... I got so sure, like, as this went on, I was like, oh, as each of these things is going to happen, they're going to be like, wait, why isn't Gentle up here?
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, truth be told, Shono thought he had you when he had Zipper on stage. But
what a great.
It did not.
That was so good.
Did not work out for Shono.
I know.
Yeah.
Just like every time they're like, that one did this thing. And Gentle just like kept sliding lower.
But yeah. Ooh, good session. That. Good session.
Session. Yeah.
Thank you, Pat, for putting all that together. Because that was, I know that how much work.
Yeah.
That was,
I wasn't sure what the trial was going to be, but that was super
fun.
That
was great. That was so, and thank you, chat, for contributing ideas and all of that with the
statues. And even though that was like a 4-hour session, like that whole trial was like.
It felt like it was quick. Yeah, I was into it.
Thank you so much.
So cool.
Yeah.
It was really fun. It was really fun to write with the chat and then to think through how it's actually, again, hey, stream's over. That was so fun. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Like, how do we decide what's actually happening? And I thought it was really fun. I love the event of the old joke. I know that met with some mixed reaction. It makes me laugh. That was a lot of fun. And I think it was a cool way to end the arc.
I would really love, like, sketch artists from, like, the trials of this. I think, like, in that style.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be super.
Cool. Branch,
oh, my God. It's
a ranch behind a stand.
But, like, a hole in the world. Yeah. And then
and
the
a
like
dead guy.
It's very what is that movie called? The one where that's like the guy's dead the whole time, but they carry him around.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's basically what that was.
I just want to see that guy in the distance though. And then like we didn't know this, but his kids were in the audience when that
just
happened.
Falling.
Oh. Yikes.
Okay, we're gonna
we're gonna
go before Patrick moves.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank
you for joining us. Thank you so much for staying so late.
Thank you so much, guys. We'll catch you later.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.